Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 621 and three quarters, up 1 1/4. May, 619, up 1 1/2. Soft March wheat, 566 and a quarter, down 1 1/2. May, 573, down 1 3/4. March corn, 429 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. Now it's up 3 3/4. July, 443 and three quarters, up 3 1/4. December, 454 and a quarter, up 3. March soybeans, 1321 and a half, up 3 1/2. July, 1286 and a quarter, up 5. November, 1126, now 25 3/4, up 7 3/4. March soybean meal, 436.50, up $2. March soybean oil, 37.85, down 14. February live cattle, 140.50, up 107 1/2. January feeders, 169.60, up 20. And February lean hogs, 86.67 and a half. They're up 7 1/2.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, a CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Boy, it has been four straight up days in old crop soybeans since Monday when we put in a low at 1266 and a half. What is the market saying to us here?
Well, we keep selling beans at a very fast clip, and we've even exceeded USDA's 20 million bushel increase that they did on the crop report here a week ago. So as long as we're selling the beans at the pace that we're selling them, the market's going to have to respond to the upside, because it's needs to kind of go into a price level that would discourage China from buying U.S. beans and maybe switch some of their focus to South America. The other thing is weather has been generally good in South America, but it's not necessarily been perfect either. Argentina has had a hot and dry spell. They do have rains in the forecast for the rest of the week, but those have been pretty well the key supporting forces behind this soybean market.
A lot of people thought that maybe March beans would rally to 1339, where the January went off the board earlier this week. 1330 high today, I suppose. That's just about close enough. Where do you think beans go from here?
Well, beans, when I look at the lead futures chart, we're above the 50-day moving average. We're right up against the 100-day moving average. We did poke above it. The 100-day moving average kind of sits here around 1323 or 1324. So we're slightly underneath it as I speak here this morning. But it's not going to be long before the 50 crosses the 100. And that will be a signal to a lot of long-term moving average traders to put the pedal to the metal on the long side. So I think overall soybeans still remain in a very price constructive chart picture, and we're in a sideways to higher trend. I mean, we had our low back in October at 1255 on the lead futures. The low that we had there late in the year, early in the year, here at 1280, you just basically that trend line points to the northeast. So we're sideways to higher as far as I'm concerned. the key hurdle here will be to pop above those high points that we kind of posted there during November, December. So we knew if we would ever want to begin to clear this 1350, 1353 and a half, I think was one of the high spikes there. If you would clear that, you would definitely take a good run back to the 38% retracement level of the advance off this early year high and go back to this $14 mark.
Let's turn our attention for a moment to new crop beans in November. It has not seen anywhere near the potential upside that we're seeing thus far this week in the old crop, about 26 cents, 27 cents. I guess a couple issues. One, how much can old crop help new crop at this point? And two, what are you looking at technically in new crop?
Well, new crop beans broke down underneath their sideways range here back, right at the end of the year or right at the start of the year. We kind of broke under this. There was kind of a big trading range between 1140 on the downside and about 1180 on the upside. We spent that through October, November, December, and then right after the end of the year, first of the year, we broke down underneath that. Now we're gradually coming back to it. We're at 1125 here today. That may end up turning into what one would call as a bear trap when we broke down underneath that, and now we're starting to come back. A lot of the reasoning for that decline was pretty well attributed to a big South American crop and general consensus that farmers here in the United States are switching a lot of acres out of corn into soybeans, and then soybeans would begin to build stocks, you know, maybe up into that 400 million bushel level, and that was part of the pressure there. Also, you had people, you know, buying the front end month and selling the new based upon that, those kind of scenarios too. But the way the soybean market has been able to kind of bounce back from that decline, that breakout, we'll see what happens. November beans does need to kind of climb its way back above the bottom end of that trading range of 1140. If it can do that here in the next few weeks, then I think then that would be viewed as a bear trap, and then new crop soybeans are back on track anyway to be more of a sideways type market rather than a big decline.
We've got about a minute left. Let's touch upon old crop corn for the time we have left.
Well, there's a lot of corn around. The rally that we saw after the crop report did generate a lot of farmer movement. There was big-time farmer movement prior to it. There's market advisory services telling farmers to sell it before the crop report, and then after the crop report we saw big country movement. Probably for the time being, a lot of the end users have been able to at least accumulate enough inventory to kind of keep things going. But again, we're sitting here on the lead futures contract above the 50-day moving average. I think the decline that we experienced here since Monday's high is more of a flaggy-type formation. It's a flag-type formation that would maybe signal that this market could have a pretty good run on up into the 450, 460 area. So I would not rule that out, at least looking at the technical side of it. The hurdles is going to be to clear the 436, 438 area, and I think then all of a sudden you could see that pop right on up into the 450s.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.